And at this time in our fall sports preview, we're visiting with first-year head coach of the South Loup Bobcats. Zach Sweet takes over as the head coach this year, and he joins us now. Well, Coach, as we get to know you a little bit better, let's kind of start there. Give us a little background on you and kind of what led you to become the head coach of the South Loup Bobcats this season.
Well, I'm a Mullen High graduate originally, you know, and getting to have some really good coaches growing up. You know, I loved sports and loved competing and was able to continue to do it in college. I got graduated and came down here to Callaway to start, and I've been here ever since. This is going into my third year. I've helped out with football the last two. I'm really fortunate, you know, Coach Jag, Coach Schwarz, Coach Wawerka, they've been here from the beginning of the co-op, and to still have them kind of with me and helping me is just extremely exciting. So that's kind of, I started out as an assistant, and now here we go.
Well, Zach, listen, I don't know of anybody who coaches football that doesn't love the sport. So what is it about the sport of football that you enjoy the most and has you excited to be the head coach of it?
I think it's the ultimate team sport, you know, especially, I guess, now in eight-man football, having eight unselfish players working together and a whole team that are kind of working towards the same common goal. I just don't think in the game of football it's possible to be successful if you don't have kind of a team and a family all working towards the same end goal and end mission. And so just that sense of family that goes beyond the sport is something that with football that has always really mattered to me the most, I would say.
Zach, I know that things that are done in the summer have a big part to do with getting ready for the fall and the start of a season. So talk about some of the things that were done through the summer. Obviously, we think about work in the weight room. I don't know if you guys went to any team camps or anything, but were you pleased with the way your kids came out of the summer with the work that they put in?
You know, I'm a really big believer in what the weight room can do, as far as I think culture's built in the weight room, athletes are built in the weight room, and I think teams are ultimately built in the weight room. And I think in the last probably 5 years, small towns really buying into the weight room and what can be done, you know, with nutrition and weights has really grown. We really tried to emphasize that that is a part of our team and that is a part of our cultures, that we are weight room driven football athletes. And so I think we had a great summer when it came to that stuff and kind of kids really focusing on that. We had the opportunity, went to a coach's clinic and talked to three other coaches from area schools, and we kind of came together, went down to Kearney and had a couple-day team camp at the Sportplex in Kearney and a nice new indoor facility. That was really fun and exciting and a lot of really great reps. So it was a great summer, I believe.
Coach, let's talk about the makeup of the team. How many players are out for the team this year?
You know, we got a really good mix of some old, talented kids, five seniors, four juniors, and then a good mix of young kids that are kind of finding their ropes in there as well. 15 freshmen and sophomores, 10 freshmen, five sophomores, and so it's about 24 is what we think we're going to have out. And it's just a good mix of, you know, some veteran kids and also a lot of young freshmen, so...
Coach, I know it's early yet, but what are some things that maybe you've seen in the early days of practice that you've been most pleased with so far?
You know, it's probably the same thing that we tell our kids is ever since I've been here for, you know, now going on 3 years, we've never had to coach up effort. We always, you know, we just have really hard-working, high-effort kids who are, you know, most of the time really coachable. And they just really want to learn and improve and work hard.
I know that leadership within the team is always important. Have you seen some players step up into that role of being a leader for you?
You know, we got a quiet team as far as vocal leaders are concerned, but, you know, we got a lot of kids, young and old, that do a good job of leading by example. You know, they got good attitude, they're coachable, they work hard, you know, consistent. So not a lot of big rah-rah vocal guys, but I think we make up for it with just guys that do the right thing.
Final question for you, Coach. South Loup football will be able to reach its full potential if what?
I think if we continue to just stack good days on top of each other one day after another, and we don't get bored doing the little things right, you know, whether it's individual, whether it's even something as simple as our warm-up, right? How we do one thing is how we do everything. So if we just don't get bored with the process and we focus on the process, I think we'll be all right.
Well, Coach, it's great visiting with you. We appreciate you taking the time, and we wish you and the team the best of luck this year.
Thank you very much.